SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington, Texas. Lawmakers have passed a measure that would let state residents sue out-of-state abortion pill providers for as much as $100,000. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
That would include drug makers, doctors prescribing the pills, and anyone who mails the medication. It's the first legislation of its kind in any state. Supporters hail it as a tool to stop medication abortions, which remain available despite being illegal in Texas. Abortion rights groups deride the measure as a bounty hunter bill, saying it would encourage private citizens to engage in a form of legalized vigilante justice. Governor Greg Abbott is an opponent of abortion and is expected to sign the bill into law. It would take effect in December, though legal challenges are likely. I'm Ben Thomas.
The countdown is on for the 12 noon Eastern Time Friday premiere of Truth Rising, a groundbreaking new documentary challenging Americans to push back against woke ideology and harming our culture. The film was produced by Colorado-based Focus on the Family, and its president, Jim Daly, says Truth Rising will be streamed without charge beginning tomorrow.
You know, it's just a terrific documentary. It's well done. I mean, the cinematography is terrific. It's just free. We just want the message to get out. I mean, it's about a $2.5 million project for us, but we're going to trust that people will reward us with the donation to Focus on the Family if they really find it inspiring. I think God is showing up right now, and in part, He's showing up in this film to say, here's the reality of what we're facing.
The free nationwide stream begins at noon Eastern time tomorrow on the website truthrising.com. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 350 points, the Nasdaq rose 210. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center is studying religious decline.
And he reports that the first step in a country's turn toward being more secular is when people stop going to church. A new paper published in the journal Nature Communications using Pew data indicates that when worship service attendance drops, it eventually leads to people deciding that faith is less important in their lives, and finally it leads to the abandonment of religion altogether. Here in the U.S., church attendance has been declining for decades. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Will Graham, the grandson of Billy Graham, is planning a trip to Europe next month to preach the gospel. The popular evangelist is scheduled to hold a weekend festival in the city of Tallinn, Estonia on October 18th and 19th. Contemporary Christian artists will perform and Graham will preach both days. Local churches across the small country have come together to sponsor the festival and to provide logistics. This is SRN News. Remote jobs are hard to get.
The trend of ditching traditional office space to work from hotels and home accelerated when the coronavirus hit in 2020. Once given a taste of the freedom and flexibility, many workers grew accustomed to that lifestyle. Working parents enjoyed being home when children got off the school bus. But many large companies began calling workers back into the office, making competition for remote jobs fierce. Many of the jobs advertised as remote attract hundreds of applications. John Scott reporting.
A federal jury has ordered Google to pay $425.7 million for improperly snooping on people's smartphones during a nearly decade-long period of intrusion. Google had denied it was improperly tracking the online activity of people who thought they had shielded themselves. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.